This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome one and all. Welcome to Victoria's show of solidarity. For LGBTIQ people, allies, and particularly the Latino and people of colour in Orlando, Florida, our hearts are with the people, the friends and family who have lost their loved ones, and also for those who have survived and who are trying to deal with survivor guilt. We stand with you. I'd like to first acknowledge that we meet on Wurundjeri land and pay my respects to elders past and present. Just heard that Aunty Di Kerr is on her way and she will come and welcome us to country when she gets here. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. And I want to pay my respects to any elders that are with us here. I want to also acknowledge tonight my white privilege. I will not whitewash this event tonight, nor will I straight wash it. And in that spirit, I would like to invite any Aboriginal people or people of colour to come down the front into a place of privilege tonight. And I hope that the community here will respect that and make way for them to come to the front if they wish. LGBTI people of colour in Orlando, in Victoria, and across the world, we see you, we stand with you, and we grieve with you. At this time, I also like to pay respect to my own elders, the elders of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, gender diverse, and intersex community of Victoria. I wish to acknowledge people that have joined us here tonight, the Premier of Victoria, the Honourable Daniel Andrews, the Minister for Equality, the Honourable Martin Foley, my boss, the man that had the flags at half-mast and the rainbow lights on Parliament House before I even asked, the Honourable David Davis, and the Leader of the Opposition is here as well, and I believe there's some other members of Parliament amongst us that are all standing with us tonight in solidarity. I have been overwhelmed by the number of people that have offered support and asked to speak tonight. But in a way, there will be not enough words to express how we feel tonight. So I have listened and I have chosen a small group that will share with you this evening. Tonight, of course, is not a rally, it's a time to grieve. Let me open this space with these words. Hatred is spread not just by words and deeds, but by silence. The silence of church leaders who don't want to upset people by challenging their prejudices. The silence in public square about the damage that trans, bi, and homophobia wreaks on people. The silence in our community which marginalises queer people, making them invisible and breeding shame and self-loathing. It is time to break that silence. It is my pleasure now to introduce to you a man who gets it, the leader of Victoria, the leader of the Equality State, the Premier, the Honourable Daniel Andrews.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I begin my remarks by acknowledging the traditional owners of this land and pay my respects to their elders past and present. The oldest continuous culture known to human history deserves nothing less. Can I ask you to give another hand to Rowena Allen, who's doing such an amazing job. She takes the lead in so many ways, and she's dealt with the challenging issue of putting together a program this evening that is as diverse as this brilliant crowd gathered in sorrow, but in solidarity as well. Yesterday I read an article that put things better than perhaps I ever could, and I want to read from that article now. Awa Madawi from New York wrote, "For many people, a club is just a club, but not if you're gay. Gay clubs are everything that straight people take for granted. Gay clubs are hospitals that patch up the invisible wounds you accumulate. They're therapists' offices, she said. They're community centres and they're sanctuaries. Now, as we all know, just a few days ago, a terrorist in an act of pure evil changed that. Changed that perhaps forever. 49 people were killed. Husbands, partners, sons, daughters. Their phones were still ringing in their pockets long after silence fell over Orlando. It was the deadliest mass shooting by a single gunman on US soil. The deadliest terror attack since September 11 on US soil. And the deadliest act of violence against LGBT people on US soil ever. CNN's Anderson Cooper was one of the first to read out the list of victims' names on air. He got as far as Akira Monet Murray, 18, a basketballer from Pennsylvania, before he broke down, struggling to finish that important list, an important acknowledgement of all that had been lost in this senseless act of evil. A friend of Juan Roman Wero and Drew Line Onun took the last photograph of these two men together, boyfriends, arm in arm. And she said, I can't even process this. They were just so beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, this was an attack on those enlightened human values of decency and respect. It was an attack on the right to do something as basic as dance, as common as love, and as simple as living. Ultimately, it was an attack on the right to simply be who you are. Now, while gun violence may have been the maneuver, and a terrorist may have been the messenger, homophobia was the message. And you know what? If terrorism around the world and gun violence in the United States can be described as an epidemic, then perhaps homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia should be described as an epidemic too. Now, we stand here in the most progressive city in the country, and some might say the world. But does homophobia still happen here in Victoria? Of course it does. LGBT people in Victoria still deal with violence and intimidation and the cold air of contempt. They still hear of parents who won't speak to their children. They still hear of young people who never saw their 18th birthday. Now, just a few weeks ago in Parliament, all of us, as a Parliament, not parties, not partisans, as a Parliament, we provided an apology to Victorians convicted under homophobic laws of the past. Because it was some time ago, but it is never too late to say sorry. It is never too late to try and put things right, especially if you mean it. In a speech that I was proud to give, I remarked, and it rings true today, there is so much more that we need to do to make things right. Until then, of course, we cannot promise things will be easy. But just know this, you have a government that is on your side. I meant it then, and I mean it now. But we can't pontificate about violence and homophobia abroad and then turn our backs to it right here at home. And we can't just offer thoughts and prayers, because thoughts and prayers alone won't save lives. They won't make people safe. They won't provide the inclusion, the respect, the decency that all of us want to be a hallmark of this great state. That's why I offer you not simply words, but actions as well. Tonight, for all Victorians and for this community particularly, I pledge to use the great privilege that's been given to me, the office that I hold, to build an atmosphere, to build a culture of celebration and courage, and above all, a culture of change, and bring the Victorian people along with us every step of that journey. I think the victims of the massacre in Orlando and the millions, the hundreds of millions of others across the world just like them who they never got the chance to meet are owed nothing less. Thank you very much.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.